FAO's Food Price Index has just been released for July. The index is a measure of the monthly change in international prices for major food commodities. Here to explain more about what we are seeing in this index is FAO economist Shirley Mustafa. Ms. Mustafa, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
What are the major trends we are seeing in this month's food price index?
Yes, well, looking at the individual commodity groups that compose the index, and there are five of these, three groups were responsible for all of this month's decline in the overall index. These were cereals, vegetable oils, and dairy prices. Of these three groups, cereals registered the sharpest fall, in particular grain prices or prices of wheat and maize, which declined substantially or registered steep falls in July, bringing the overall cereal index value to 17% below its level a year ago.
What can be attributed to those declines?
Well, looking at some common trends that underlie these price movements for these groups, we can say that on the supply side, the weakening of prices came amid expectations of excellent, if not record-breaking, crops in important producing countries, such as the United States in the case of maize and soybeans, or in the European Union and in Oceania as far as dairy products are concerned. So expectations of ample availabilities for export from these abundant crops tended to weigh on prices in July, adding to a retreat by important buyers from the market.
What commodities didn't follow the overall trend this month?
Well, among the commodities covered by the index, meat and sugar were an exception to the falling trend in prices in July. In the case of meat, supply constraints associated with herd rebuilding in the face of import demand sustained a fifth consecutive month of price increases in meat prices. Whereas in the case of sugar, a strengthening of prices was associated with concerns over the weather, the impact of weather in crops in Brazil and in India. In the case of rice, on the other hand, a slight increase in prices in July was related to stockholding policies in Thailand in the face of rebounding import demand.
And are there any developments that FAO is monitoring that could affect the outlook in the coming months?
Well, yes, climatic uncertainties still exist, as I mentioned, in the case of sugar. For instance, after a weak start, the unfolding of the monsoon rains over India in the months of August and September will be influential, both for sugar but also for rice. Moreover, climatic agencies still predict a strong probability of an El Niño developing in the months ahead, although some forecasts at the same time indicate that the intensity of the event is unlikely to be strong. Other than currency factors, government policies will also need to be monitored, such as the case of Thailand, which has already announced an imminent resumption in government rice stock releases. This alone could prevent rice prices from strengthening further in the months to come.